Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you joining me again today as we began our week talking about kind of two topics side by side. We're in the Gospel of John talking about freedom, that verse which we're going to read again, who the Son sets free is free indeed, and talking about what does it mean to be free? What does it mean to come out of bondage? And this week, we're pairing that with talking about a ministry that's an outreach of Renewal Ministries called Pine Hills Camp. Maybe some of you who have listening, who have been, or maybe this is the first time you're hearing about it. It's a camp based out of Jackson, Michigan for middle school girls that we have for a week where they're encountering the Lord and where they really experience freedom. And we're talking about that because this is that week of camp every year in August. So as you're listening to this, middle school girls in Michigan are experiencing the freedom of God right now. And to join me this week, I have the very special guest, my mom, Debbie Herbeck, who is the director of Pine Hills Camp. She's the executive director. The head of it has been for the last 41 years, and I have the privilege of doing it with her. But we just want to be here to talk about this week how our experience of camp and what we do at camp can really parallel our lives in terms of how to be set free in Christ. So, Mom, thanks for joining me again today.
Glad to be here.
So yesterday we began with this verse, and I want to have you read it again in John. We're going to pray, and then we're going to read this section of verses in John about true freedom and pick up where we left off yesterday. If you didn't listen, we began to talk about how the truth sets us free. And what is that truth? Really, that God is love, and experiencing that love, we're pulled out of the bondage of sin and death. So I'm going to pray, and then, Mom, if you'll read these set of verses again, the same ones we read yesterday, and we'll dive right in, friends. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Lord Jesus, even as we read these words, we pray that you would draw us deeper into freedom, that you would send your Holy Spirit to come and set our hearts free as we hear your word proclaimed, as we discuss your word, as we meditate on your word, that it would free us from bondage and allow us to live today in deeper joy as your children and as ones that you love. And we ask this in your most holy name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. All right, friends, we are going to be in John chapter 8, verse 31, beginning in 31.
Jesus then said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been in bondage to anyone. How is it that you say you will be made free?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits a sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not continue in the house forever. The Son continues forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, yet you seek to kill me because my word finds no place in you. I speak of what I have seen with my Father, and you do what you have heard from your Father."
Amen. So yesterday, you know, we were talking about this experience of coming out of bondage and that transformation of really the core of Christianity is moving, friends, from slavery into freedom, freedom in Christ. And one of the things, you know, we have at camp is we have this particular time period with them. They're coming away from the world. And sometimes when we're just in our regular lives, freedom can be hard to experience because we have all of these obstacles to actually being set free. And so one of the things we do, I want to talk about a little bit, are what are some of the things that we do at camp to actually help these girls remove these obstacles to freedom, you know?
Well, one is a huge thing in that is we have a technology-free week. No phones, even our staff, our counselors don't have phones with them. We don't use media. We use old-fashioned things like human conversation, and we don't even use screens except for lyrics for songs. So what we want to do is we want to kind of pull them away from the draw of technology, mm-hmm. from ways that they've learned how to relate that isn't authentically human, and actually rekindle in them that desire for the humanness of life. Yeah. And it doesn't take long, honestly, to detox from that. And the girls are more focused, they're attentive, they're more joyful, they're more engaged. So no technology for all of us is a huge blessing. And many times when parents come and they're like, girls tell me, their moms are like, here's your phone back, honey. And the girl's like, I don't know if I'm quite ready for it yet.
Yeah, right.
So that's really good to see that they're really kind of cut off from a lot of the voices and the noise of the world in order to be available to really hear the Lord's voice.
Right. And why do you think that particular, because that's one of the main things, which I think is so good, which we literally, it's almost like you see, in a sense, like them being deprogrammed. And I think we've all experienced this in our own lives when we like go away for a weekend and we're actually able to put away our phones and actually rest or whatever it is, that it's not just like, oh, the younger generation has this problem. I think we all have that problem to an extent. And why do you think that's such a big obstacle to experiencing particularly freedom? Like, what do you think is that tie between leaving behind the technology and the world in that particular way and not just experiencing love, not just experiencing joy, but experiencing in a particular way freedom? Like, where are some of the pitfalls of the enslavement of technology, do you think, in a particular way to both the next generation and just people, us in general as humans?
Well, I think removing technology, like the phones and the screens, it allows for deep human connection, which is what we're made for, communion and connection with one another and with God. And so we're removing that impediment to that, or that false sense of connection that we have that isn't authentic, that isn't real. And so what we're saying to them is not just, you know, don't use your phone because it's not a true, you know, reflection. We're actually showing them this is what real connection feels like and looks like. This is what conversation looks like. This is what it looks like and feels like to actually be seen, to actually be heard.
Right.
And to do that in, you know, in kind to the person in front of you. Mm-hmm. So you can't even overstate the importance of that human connection that happens, because it mirrors the connection that God intends for us.
Right.
So that is so beautiful there, is to kind of enkindle them the spark and to cut through isolation and alienation that they're living through.
Yeah, I think that's so good. And I think one of the things as you're talking to that is part of, I think, even the vision that Jesus is getting at here when he's saying the truth will set you free. And I think there's a larger thing even right now in the culture that in a particular way we're seeing young people fall prey to, which is a marring of the actual reality of what does it mean to be human. And of course, like we see like in scripture, there's this bad reality of what it means to be human, like fallen human nature, but there's also the vision that God had of humanity. And what does it mean actually in our lives that like when I'm addicted to my phone and I'm having this connection over social media or over Instagram, or even the reality of having to respond to a text right away or respond to like always responding to emails immediately, like that's an enslavement. And it degrades our human, it's chipping away at our humanity and everything that we come under that moves us away from our humanity is a place where we're not free, you know? And so like this idea that freedom is actually fundamental to what it means to be human, but to actually say, no, this humanity that we're trying to get back to requires a right vision of what it means to be human, you know, and that goodness. And so like, I think even for those of us who aren't young, who aren't going to camp, who are listening, like of reflecting on like, what are the ways, like even in my day or in my life where I've had like a loss of my humanity that the Lord's calling me back to? And like, how do people recognize that? And like, what is the vision of being human that's truly free? Like, because we can't be like, we want you to be truly human, and then we're like, well, we don't really know what that is, you know? Like, what is that vision of humanity?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think, you know, this is an instance where we're saying we want you to be free from something so that you're free for something. And the from is from like all the things that block you from being authentically human, so that you can be authentically human. And you could be who God created you to be and step into this. So some of the things we see at camp even are a kind of playfulness. Like in our lack of humanity, we've lost a sense of imagination, of creativity. Like we're called to be co-creators with God, and we've lost that sense of that. And so we want to instill in camp like a sense of playfulness. Like we do, we've got a huge costume room. We do a lot of dress up.
Wigs.
And, using your imagination in some ways creating this alternative reality mm-hmm. for the girls where they can just dive in, being present in the moment, mm-hmm. like being able to actually pay attention
yeah.
to something. And it's so wonderful when we get these girls in the tent for morning prayer and we give them journals and they're actually there, like they're journaling mm-hmm. and they're attentive to what they're hearing and what mm-hmm. they're experiencing. And they're not thinking about, you know, much beyond what might be for right. dinner or for lunch. They're yeah. not thinking about, you know, how can they, you know, scrape enough money to get a college degree
yeah,
or whatever
right.
the burdens and the, you know, the heaviness that they have to pay attention to. They're not trying to pay attention to a million things at once. They're mm-hmm. just present to mm-hmm. one another and to the moment, to the experience, yeah. which I think is so beautiful. And then comes the joy.
Yeah.
And joy is such a tangible sense of what it means to be free.
Mm-hmm.
We actually did a whole year a couple years ago on the theme of joy, mm-hmm. which was so great to see the girls really lay hold of this.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's really good. And I think, friends, it's a good place even for each of us in our own lives to review, like, where has there been, like, a real loss of my humanity? And in those places, that points to places where I'm not free, where I'm in bondage to particular things. And so where do I find it hard to be present? Where am I on technology? Where am I worrying? Where do I have anxiety? I think the playfulness is huge, like that just lightness and enjoyment of life. Where is that a loss for me? What are some other things that we kind of have in our culture that it's like the girls are separated from that are kind of can be obstacles?
Yeah, well, I think one that we've noticed, like, really amongst young people, probably in our culture in general, is this kind of apathy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I don't really care. It doesn't really matter. I don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so a few years ago, we got this inspiration. We do some group awards at the end of the week, and we came up with an award called It's Cool to Care.
Yeah.
And the whole sense is to break that cycle of apathy mm-hmm. and to say what it means to be human is to really deeply care.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're not talking about care what you look like or to care what other people mm-hmm. think, but to care about other people.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And to be compassionate and to mm-hmm. have the Lord's heart. And so the freedom comes when all of a sudden you let down that facade of like, it's not cool to care.
Yeah, right.
And you actually get enlivened and energized mm-hmm. by the fact that it's so cool to care
mm-hmm.
and it's so rewarding to care and it's love. I mean, this
yeah.
is what God calls us to do. So I think going against the culture mm-hmm. and creating a culture, even for this week, where we are bringing to life something deeply human
yeah.
and deeply important, and
right.
then to watch these girls, their hearts
mm-hmm.
for one another, for Jesus,
yeah.
for themselves,
yeah.
begins to change.
There's a tenderness
yeah.
there. Yeah,
very much
yeah,
so.
As even you're talking about this, I'm thinking of that. There's this like famous quote from C.S. Lewis about like, okay, if you want to have your heart be safe and never broken, like tie it up in a box
mm-hmm.
with like chains and ropes and all this kind of stuff, and it will be safe, you know, but it also will never experience the depth of love. And I think there's this connected to everything we're talking about, there's this apathy that keeps us even in the world and in our lives in this sense of safety and security, but then we're never experiencing the risk of love. And that's like freedom. Like, think of all of the movies where there's like, what's that Mel Gibson movie where they yell freedom? You know, it's like there's always
Braveheart.
A risk involved with reaching the freedom. And so
mm-hmm.
I think to really reflect, friends, as we come, we're going to be back again tomorrow continuing on this, because I think this is really good. But to reflect, like, yeah, where are there places of apathy where my heart has become hardened that God wants to bring freedom there? God bless you.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.